how will COVID-19 accelerate the loss of jobs to automation?
Well, I mean, there are basically two big industries that are under scrutiny right now. And these are essential industries and so-called high-touch industries, everything that has to do with the types of activities that require a lot of interaction with people. Hairdressers are a common example, but it extends to retail and things like that, where there's simply a lot of interaction. And so in terms of essential industries, it's those that affect our supply chains that we need here now in order to have the basic consumption needs fulfilled. So COVID-19 disrupted both of these types of industries substantially. So there were not only people being sick and not being able to go to work, but there were certain requirements and the issues that infections may be passed on. I'm just reminding you of the meat industry that got under scrutiny in this context. And so companies are thinking, well, if we are in such a situation that we need to supply essential goods, then how can we immunize our supply chain against disruptions like this? And as a result, well, one possibility is to simply revert towards automation, because robots don't get sick. They might get viruses, but you know, normally you have those computer viruses taken care of in a couple of days. So they recover relatively quickly, and that requires that they're somehow connected to the outside world. So it's just an additional consideration that pushes us forward into directions that we were seeing to slowly take root in our economy anyway.
What about interest rates? How does that play into this?
Well, the lower the interest rates, the cheaper it is to move towards automation, because that allows you to go towards purchasing even more expensive equipment more easily. And it just lowers the cost of automation relative to labor. So it's just when interest rates are low, it favors capital over labor, and automation is just one type of capital investment.
So how will all of this affect the Inland Empire specifically?
Well, for the Inland Empire, we have a very specific situation. So we have a lot of supply chain related jobs here. We have a very strong logistics industry. And so thanks to that logistics industry and everything related to it, actually our job market has not been affected as much by COVID-19 as compared to, say, the coastal areas. Now, what that means is that for us, the effect so far of COVID-19 has not been as strong, but it also means that we might not see the same level of recovery as we say we will see, say, in the coastal areas. But in the long run, it unfortunately turns out that all the inland areas in California, the jobs there are much more susceptible to automation than the types of jobs that we find in the coastal areas. So while we were not as much affected yet by COVID-19, we may actually be affected by its indirect consequences, namely that we will see automation move in faster than we originally expected, and so we may see a much slower recovery of jobs, or even, you know, who knows? I really don't hope to see that, but we might even be in the situation that we, in certain industries at least, that we will see job numbers drop.
So what do we need to do to prepare for this? I know there's probably no avoiding automation, but how can we kind of prepare our workforce for this new trend?
Well, so that's a $1 trillion question. What we really need to do first is that we need to make sure that we understand which types of professions, which types of skill sets are going to be affected most. We're actually working on this right now to figure that out. And so next is that we need to completely revamp our educational and training system so that we are ready to have the basic skills and basic foundations for people laid right now before automation kicks in, or as much as we can, of course. And then at the moment, as we know which jobs are going to be most likely affected and who's going to be affected, that we have the training facilities, the training plans, and the micro certifications that allows people from to transition from one type of occupation to another in steps, ready to go and ready to implement. I think that is the single most important thing.